May 3rd, my dudes. It is National Paranormal Day.
Stories about ghosts.
I see dead people.
Poltergeists. Apparitions.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
And things that go bump in the night.
If it's not a ghost, what is it?
Find the devil.
Happy Paranormal Day.
What's happening to me?
Showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Paranormal, because we're not all normal, that's for damn sure. Happy Monday. It's the Monica J Show, and I hope you are doing fabulous. I hope you had a great weekend. You spent it with family and friends and got out and barbecued and had a little bit of wind, but it's Nevada. When do we not have wind? I tell you, if I ever go anywhere, that's going to be the first criteria. No wind. Oh, man. Yes, it's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you are set for a week that is full of challenges. Challenges to everything. I tried so hard over the weekend. And I want to make this first statement as an apology to anyone who has sent me an email, a text, an instant message, anything through social media. I have over 7,000 messages now, and it just keeps racking up. And I thought, you know what? Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to just plop myself down in a comfortable place and just start going through all of these things. And I just couldn't do it. So if I have not gotten back to you within the last, honestly, 30 days since I started this whole, you know, COVID plandemic, whatever garbage you want to call it, I apologize. And I will make it my weeks-long effort to get through all of these emails and messages and because there, honestly, there's nothing more important to me than you. Your opinions, what you're going through, your challenges. I have my challenges, but if we don't look at each other's challenges and try to do whatever little bit that we can for somebody else's challenge, then what are we even doing here? Why are we even here? Great story from Home Depot yesterday. Awesome day. Went in. No mask. Of course, I was also hooked up to my oxygen machine. So, you know, I think people kept me some slack and said, oh, maybe she does have a health condition. But it was nice to see a few other people in there maskless. But, you know, everybody else just mask shaming or whatever. So I'm in this one aisle outside in the annuals, and these two lovely women, little on the, I don't know what you call it, if height challenged. They were both about 5 foot, and the woman was just so meek and so sweet, and she's like, you know, you tall, I'm like, no problem. So I reached up and I grabbed these hanging baskets for her. And, you know, it made her so happy. You know, it was almost like she was embarrassed to ask me, but she did anyway. And that's what we do. You know, if you're tall, you help somebody that's a little bit shorter than you reach a hanging basket, bring it down. It's what we're supposed to do. Think about other people. Lighten up. Because there's a lot more stuff coming at us. And if we can't embrace and enjoy the little things around us, like going and helping somebody with a potted plant, letting somebody go ahead of you that has one thing and you've got two entire cartfuls of stuff? Come on, people. Today is a huge day. Biggest thing that could be happening right now is going on at the Washoe County Commissioners meeting. East 9th and Sutro Street at the county complex there. Even got some media showing up. Special meeting. I know you're thinking, it's Monday. What are they doing there? Tried to get the word out last week. Today is the day that didn't hear too much on it, but was postponed. Because remember, they had the big meeting that they were going to have, the COVID meeting, last week. 2 weeks ago, that was canceled day of when all these people are showing up to, of course, protest. Well, if you're the school district, if you're the commissioners, if you're the city, what do you do if people are going to show up and protest you? You cancel the meeting, obviously, because nobody wants to deal with that negativity. Can't do their jobs. So even though you have commissioners like Von Hartung and Bob Lucy, who are, oh, these lockdowns need to be lifted and it's ridiculous and we need to get people back to work and blah, 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 they still use their voting power and their decision-making power to keep Washoe County shut down. And they have dragged this out while other counties were working on it last year to get open, get their economies back, get people back to a sense of normality. Washoe County has been dragging their feet and putting it off to the point where they're just placating the governor, the tyrannical dictator we call Steve Sisolak. So right now, at the Washoe County Commissioner's Chambers, if you're out driving around, just go. Just go over there. East 9th Street, Sutro. You can't miss it. People need to show up. If you're not showing up, if you're not speaking out, then you're complacent and you're compliant. Your silence, you're continuing to wear a mask, is approval. It is. Whether you want to admit it or not, it is your approval. So do we just let the Washoe County Commission continue to destroy Washoe County? Now, I know you might be thinking, oh, it's not being destroyed. You know, businesses are opening. Bull. Bull scat. Haven't had junk food in months. Dropped 20 pounds with COVID. There's always a silver lining. There's always something positive. Had a craving. I wanted Mickey D's. Wish I hadn't have given in. It was horrible. Food was disgusting. You ask for no pickles and it's like, get nothing. It's how they mess up an order. The fries are tasteless anymore. It just, and that wasn't from the COVID. That was from the vegetarians who screwed up the cooking process of their absolutely fantastic French fries. And they don't put any salt on them anymore. So that was a waste of time. But the bigger waste of time was spending 20 minutes in the drive-thru because the interior on a Saturday or on a Sunday afternoon when there are 14 cars in line is still closed. From what I can count, they've got three people working in there. Why aren't people at work? Why aren't these places open? Because people are getting more money sitting on their butts, letting the government give them what they need rather than working. And that's not just McDonald's. That's a lot of casinos, big name restaurants. You know, you've got people out there who are doing DoorDash and who are stocking shelves in grocery stores, business owners, to keep their businesses open because of all of this garbage. So we are not back to an economy that we should be at. And the big blame of that goes to the Washoe County Commissioners and the Reno City Council and the Sparks City Council. And until you start holding them accountable, nothing's going to change. Even the state is winding down the process. Now Governor Sisolak says that we should be back to normal by June 1st. Does anybody else make the correlation of June 1st as to trying to open up the state of something else that happens? What happens the first week of June? Anybody? The legislative session is over, which I'll get to in just a moment. But for right now, if you're out doing nothing, please get on over to Sutro and East 9th Street, Washoe County Commission Complex. Get this damn county open because we are the linchpin. If Washoe County were to open right now, none of this BS that, we're going to open in 2 weeks. Bull, open now. Make the decision. Nothing is going to change between now and 2 weeks. Nothing is going to change between now and June 1st. Nothing's going to change between now and the 4th of July. Do what needs to be done and get it open now. And maybe save your political careers. Because as far as I'm concerned, Jeannie Herman is the only one who has a political career after this. Everybody else, I'm not going to use that analogy, but it has something to do with your head and where the sun doesn't shine. So, what are you going to do today? Can you get down there in an hour? Can you get down there in an hour and a half? Just get down there. Friday's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Is it a waste of taxpayer dollars to address social issues of the past in the legislature, such as AB 88, the Sundowner Bill? 95% of those participating in the poll said yes. What are you doing? What are you doing? Today's poll question. We have got a major water shortage coming. I'll address that in the next segment. But here's your question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Due to the upcoming water shortage, we know it's going to happen. We know it's going to be there. It's already started. Should there be a moratorium on building new developments in Northern Nevada? Just put it on hold. D due to the upcoming water shortage should there be a moratorium on building new developments in Northern Nevada. Not getting them approved, building them, actually breaking ground. 991fmtalk.com. Be listening for your chance to win today. We've got three opportunities for you to win from my favorite chocolate shop, the Chocolate Shop in Glorious Gardnerville. Just in time for Mother's Day, a half a dozen chocolate-dipped strawberries with the toppings of your choice. Now, you can't get them now because they're going to be so fresh that they will be available May 7th through the 9th only. We've got three opportunities for you to win those, and we've got an opportunity for you to win Glen Eagles, a $50 gift certificate that if you haven't been to Glen Eagles, then you haven't really experienced great service, good food dining. It's the Monica Jay Show. Phone lines are open at 884-9910. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
I love that first sip of drive-thru coffee that burns every last ounce of hope in the world out of your tongue.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And in the last segment, I mentioned that we are going to have a water shortage. We are going to have a major water shortage. We are already seeing it. And it's going to get worse. So where am I getting all this? Well, received this nice little article here, actually a letter to me. An April 21st Nevada Appeal article, West prepares for possible first water shortage declaration. Reported that the man-made lakes that store water supplying millions of people in the West and Mexico are projected to shrink to historic lows in the coming months, dropping to levels that could trigger the federal government's first ever official shortage declaration and prompt cuts in Arizona and Nevada. We talked about this a little bit last week. Of course, you know, we've got Honey Lake and in Susanville area, all of the lakes up there that feed Nevada. But when the ranchers and farmers need that water, which is going to be depleted because we didn't see anything from this last winter, they get first access to it. It doesn't matter that we purchase water from them. Right now, we have Tumwa trying to buy up reservoirs. We have Lake Mead that is looking to fall below 1,075 feet. For the first time ever. Ever. You know what that threatens? Electricity generation at Hoover Dam. Do you even know how much electricity is generated there for Las Vegas, for Southern California? Well, this is going to be bad. Douglas County's aquifer is already being strained by high demand. Why do you think that we saw an emergency session and a regular session of the legislature, the Democrats go after private wells, domestic wells? Because they know what's coming. So, what do we do? I say we just kind of put a stop, a hold, not a termination, just a hold on what we are doing right now as far as growth. 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Because this is going to get serious. Major, major serious. Whiskey's for drinking. Water's for fighting over. You know what you don't have to fight over, though? Your mother's love. When you give her chocolates from the chocolate shop. Caller number 3 right now at 884-9910. You're going to pick up that half a dozen chocolate-covered, freshly dipped strawberries with the toppings of your choice, $25 value. From the chocolate shop in the Raley Center in glorious Gardnerville. Caller number 3, 884-9910. Good luck to you. We've got a Fox News update, and we'll be back with more on how you can get your voice heard on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday to you, and big congratulations going out to, it looks as though Justin from Sparks picked himself up that gift certificate to the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville for those chocolate-dipped, freshly hand-dipped, chocolate-covered strawberries for Mom. Maybe. Just make sure you pick up something else while you're there for the entire family, because it's absolutely 100% worth it. All right. Thank you so much for the confirmation emails and texts. I absolutely love this. Sammy, you are so right. So right. Just got this quick text. We concur on McDonald's French fries. The quality started to slide a decade ago. Makes me want to cry when I think about the millions of dollars McDonald's spent perfecting the French fry. All because of the vegans out there. Because if you didn't know it, they put just a little tiny bit of beef in the oil that they had cooked the French fries with. And so that did away with that. And then, of course, a whole salt thing. Oh, well, you know, that's how it goes. Get one person complain, and rather than put in an extra fryer and say, okay, these are vegan fries, you can have them as plain as you want. No salt, no beef in the oil. Here you go. But for the majority of everybody else, leave it alone. A lot of people want to talk about Mickey D's today. So I was headed to Frenchman Lake on Saturday morning with my wife. We stopped at McDonald's in Lemon Valley, and there were 10 cars in the drive-thru. I went inside, and 4 people were waiting to order and 8 people waiting to pick up their order. Took me 20 minutes to get 2 sausage McMuffins and eggs. Only 4 people working. And it was 10 a.m. Yeah. And I hope people realize that this is just a very small example of what is to come. Because we know that McDonald's is the trend center. But this is how we will see it in the future for all of those people who wanted the $15, you know, minimum wage, all of that. This is part of the Great Reset that we are in. This is the chance for all of these fast food companies to go full kiosk, where you don't have contact with anybody. There's no cashiers anymore. You go up, you boop, 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 boop. Put your money in, put your credit card in, whatever you're going to do. And then somebody maybe hands you your food or calls your number, has it picked up. You're going to see fewer and fewer job opportunities for teenagers that we've already seen because we're going automated. Look at the commercials that are going on around you. Look at what is happening around you. Don't want you in gyms. So, what do? We got our Soul Cycles and our Pelotons and our Stair Steppers, and now we have the two different mirror programs where you're by yourself and you're working out with somebody else. They want you in your homes. They don't want you out and about. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Neil this morning. Neil wants to talk about candidates. Hey, Neil, what's up?
Hi, I wanted to talk about candidates. And it's about what do you say about the governor race in California? What do you say about
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner running. What do you say about her?
I don't really care about California's gubernatorial race. Don't really care that much about California at all. But, you know, she's a good candidate. I want to see anybody who's in there that can not just make a name for themselves and not just do it because people know who they are. I want to see somebody in there who's going to change California for the better.
Yeah.
And Governor Newsom being part of the Pelosi, you know, clan, dynasty.
He's a nuisance.
Yeah, Governor Newsom. He's nothing.
He's a nuisance.
Yeah, he's a nuisance.
All right. And another thing I wanted to say real quick is, what do you say about not taxing anything but only taxing the cars and the refrigerators and the big things,
the luxury high dollar items, you know?
Yeah.
Neil, the way that the states and the government survives is on everything that we buy, and so taxing that stuff is just it's a necessary evil. But what has to be done first, our budgets have to be slashed and programs eliminated and all of this other garbage that money is going for that should not be coming out of the taxpayers' pockets.
Yes, 100%.
It's just, you know, what do we do with that necessary evil? We have some balls and we get rid of it. So, Neil, thank you so much. I got to move on to my other callers.
We love you, Monica.
Love you too, sweetheart. All right, let's check in with Bruce. Has a meeting update for us. Hey, Bruce, are you talking about the Washoe County Commissioners meeting?
Well, yes, ma'am, I certainly am.
It sounds like you're outside here.
I am. I'm passing out flags to everybody. So in lieu of clapping and cheering and giving the commission an excuse to shut down the meetings, we're waving American flags instead.
So how many?
I don't
talked
know how
over,
they could possibly object to that.
I talked over you. How many people are out there?
We got about 60 folks here, which is 400 short of what we really need. Mm-hmm. However,
but that's 50 more than you had last time.
That's exactly correct. And every one of them is here to speak against what the county commission is entertaining this morning. It's a total kowtow to the occupier of the governor's mansion. We're still playing Mother May I with that regime, and I don't understand it, and I can't abide it. And apparently neither can a whole lot of other folks.
Yeah. At what point do you hold Von Hartung and Chairman Lucy accountable for saying one thing and voting and doing another, you know, whether it be the lockdown or the homeless situation or anything else that these people have been walking, you know, and talking two different paths? It's ridiculous, Bruce.
Well, their hypocrisy apparently knows no bounds, and it's clearly demonstrated. You look in the meeting room. You look at that room where they're having the meeting right now. There's close to 200 seats in there. They're only allowing 48 people in the meeting at a time. Now, that's less than that's less than 25% of the available seating. I thought that the occupier had mandated 50%. Why? This is what I'm saying. The double standard and the hypocrisy from our county commissioners, our elected officials, kowtowing to the occupier of the governor's mansion, and worse yet, all of the guidance and everything that they're about to put out and they're going to make us have to abide by has been put together by unelected bureaucrats.
Yeah,
since when do we, the people, cede our sovereignty to unelected bureaucrats?
Just as an example, Bruce, 2 days ago on May 1st, in Douglas County, of course, it's by if there's a licensing board or not, but they are resuming 100% occupancy without social distancing requirements. Even on large events and gatherings, they're not going to require local government's approval of COVID plans. So even someplace like Douglas County is getting the ball rolling. And all of these people do here in Washoe County is pander.
Exactly. You could not be more correct. There are states that never, never closed down, never enforced mask mandates or anything like that since the whole China virus thing became an issue. And now we have states all over the country that are 100% open with no mask mandates, nothing. And yet, here we are, and of the 17 states that are completely open, 8 of them have a much greater population than the state of Nevada. But yet, we're still following this garbage science that says that we have to wear masks everywhere. It's ridiculous, Monica.
Yeah.
I am so frustrated.
Well, but you know what? At least your frustration has you out doing things. Unfortunately, the left relies on the fact that the right, the people who are concerned the most about these issues, are working. They're working a second job. They're sleeping to get ready to go to another job. And so they don't have the luxury to attend meetings like this, which is a travesty. Because when you are not in front of these elected representatives who are going against the will of the people, they just think that they're doing the right thing.
Well, it's appalling to me that a patriot has to take and miss a day off from work to have their voice heard when the other folks, the opposition, they don't have to worry about that because they're living off the government anyway.
Yeah.
It's so wrong.
We see that from the change at fast food places. You know, who's actually got the moral fortitude to actually go out and get a job? And I'm talking about ethnicity. You know, there was always a standard ethnicity that was at the window and they're at the counter. And now it's a different one because people have the morals to actually work. Just saying.
Well, and I've also noticed a trend that there's a lot more folks that, in addition to drawing Social Security, have to have a job.
Yeah.
So that we can keep the opposition at these meetings.
Well, no, the people with the Social Security just have to get a job because of the fact that, you know, all of these increases didn't go to Social Security. All of these raises for politicians, all of these, you know, COVID enhancements for others, they didn't go to Social Security. They didn't get the increases like everybody else.
Well, I honestly think that the current occupier of the White House has a program in place where the target is to absolutely destroy the economy of this country so that we all have to be dependent upon the government.
Exactly. I've been saying it for over a year. It is the decimation, destruction, and elimination of the middle class. Bruce, I gotta let you go, but thank you so much for being down there at East 9th Street and Sutro. What time do you think this is going to go on till that people can still show up? You got people getting off work all the time. You got people that can come down and spend their lunch hour with you. What do you want people doing?
Well, of course, you're limited to only 3 minutes of public input. I would encourage all of your listeners that as patriots, we have to do three things: stand up, show up, and then speak up. I would estimate that you've probably got another, at least hour, maybe hour and a half, to make it down here and make your voice heard. Let these county commissioners know, hey, we expect you as elected officials to look out for our best interest, and that is not what you are doing.
That's true.
And Monica, thank you for letting me rant.
Anytime. You are my ranter in chief. Bruce Parks, thank you so much of Battleborn Patriots and Nevada Patriots. We appreciate everything that you do for Northern Nevada. All right, stick around. AJ wants to talk about the school district. That should be a great conversation right after this on your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the poll question today, which, of course, is due to the upcoming water shortage. Should there be a moratorium on building new developments here in Nevada? Not necessarily approving them, just building them. Love to hear from you today. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question is, it a waste of taxpayer dollars to address social issues of the past and the legislature? Sundowner bill is an example. AB 88. 95% of those participating, yes. Move forward. AJ's joining us right now, wants to talk about the Washoe County School District. AJ, thanks for being on the program today. What are your thoughts?
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am,
Happy
if
May.
You can't tell, I'm doing fabulous.
I can tell. Happy May. Hey, listen, about that moratorium, do you know when we had the down of the market in 2010, 16, whatever, Minden and Gardnerville and all those places, Truckee, even put a moratorium on building, and they didn't have the issues with short sales and foreclosures like we have. But I just thought I'd give you that little update. I'm calling you about the school district, Good Chef Church out there, because one of my agents and three of my clients called me and said, for a couple of the schools in the Southwest, you have to be on a waiting list now to get your kid into school.
Now, why are they saying that there has to be a waiting list? Is it the number of children, or is it they're just not opening up the facilities to 100% capacity?
I have no idea. They're getting voice messages. Get your kid on the waiting list now. And this child, this particular child, is in third grade. It's not like they didn't go there the last 2 years. But then a couple of my other clients said, yeah, we get that same recorded voice message. Get your child in on the waiting list for a public school?
Well, we've seen this. We've seen it in some of the smaller counties before. This is just the first time that I'm hearing of that we're seeing it in Washoe County.
Yeah, so I'm telling them to call Jeff and say, hey, I've never heard, putting all my kids and grandkids through school, I've never, ever heard of a waiting list, ever, not in Washoe County.
Okay, well, I'll get a hold of Jeff Church and get him on the air to address this, because that's not acceptable. AJ, where are the return of our taxpayer dollars that we've still paid on our property taxes and everything else that goes to the school district, that goes to all of these government services that have been shut down to us? Where is our refund?
Exactly. And if you're on Zoom and all these parents are teaching their kids at home, what kind of a rebate do they get? They've been teaching their homeschooling their kids. And they're doing Zooms, and they don't have enough teachers to do that.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but if anything, I hope we see more homeschooling come out of this.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I got to tell you, I opened up one of my properties this last Saturday just to open it up for realtors and other people to come in and look at it. I had over 69 people, and 90% of them were from California. So I took them aside and said, what brings you to Nevada? What do you want to bring here, to come here for? And they said, oh, my God, we hate our government. We hate the taxes. We hate the fact that it's you can't carry your – I was shocked. All of them said, we can't carry our guns. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You guys are guns. But all their excuses were they're coming over here to make Nevada what they hate so much about California.
Well, that's where it has to stop. So, AJ, thank you so much for calling into the program today, and I will get I'll get Jeff on the show hopefully tomorrow, and we'll address all this. So, there goes AJ, and here we go. 884-9910, caller number 2. If you would like to win a gift certificate to the chocolate shop just in time for Mother's Day and that half a dozen of chocolate dipped strawberries, caller number 5. 884-9910. Give you something sweet to get the bitter government taste out of your mouth.